Welcome to some of the hottest smut you can find on the internet and a bit of oral satisfaction. This is the Masturbation Monday podcast, a weekly reading of some of the sexiest, hottest, most erotic stories that celebrate the best damn day of the week, Masturbation Monday. If you usually dread Mondays, we've got what you need. And hey, if you need to get yourself off while you listen, we won't judge. Here's your host and one of the smoothest voices around, John Brownstone, ready and eager to bring you a weekly dose of erotic smut.
This week, our piece is Drizzled in Honey by Misha Elliott. Misha Elliott is an office superhero by day, smutty author by night, bringing you the hottest stories. Are you okay? I check the cuffs on his ankles and wrists to make sure they aren't cutting off circulation. It wouldn't do me any good if he went numb and we had to stop playing. As I wait for my answer, I run my fingers down the back of his leg, causing him to twitch. The blindfold was new. We were pushing boundaries tonight. Yes, I'm okay. He licks his lips and takes another deep breath. I know he's struggling being in the dark while bound. I'm about to suggest we remove the blindfold, but then he clears his throat, stretches, and settles down. I'm ready. Reaching down, I pinch a nipple. You're forgetting something. I increase the pressure until he squirms against the splatterproof sheet I use to cover the bed. He takes a moment to remember what he forgot, and then he finally responds. Mistress, my apologies. I'm ready, mistress. I ease the pressure on his nipples slow enough to make my point. It's red and perky and begging for my lips to wrap around it. I resist the urge, for now. I have something hot and sweet in store for us. I hope you like it. Gripping the fine curls on his chest, I pull just enough to get his attention away from the nipple pinch. The vibration in his chest as he groans from the new sensation thrills me to the core. Dipping my finger in the heated jar of honey, I lick it. So sweet, so sticky. It's perfect. Holding the jar, I pull the spoon out and let it drop most of the honey back into the jar. I don't want to go overboard. I slide onto the bed and drizzle honey along his abdomen. Watching it drip along his cock makes my insides furious with a need to lick him. But first, playtime. Oh hell, what is that? It's so warm, and it smells sweet. Is that honey? Instead of answering him, I touch my nipples with the back of the spoon and set everything back on the nightstand. Leaning in, I hold my breast close to his face. Open up and say, ah. As soon as his mouth opens, I trace his lips with the honey on my nipple. His tongue darts out to lick, and then he sucks me in to clean me off. Now the other one. His mouth pops open, ready to repeat the task at hand. Good boy. I pinch the nipple. I neglected earlier, but not as hard. I increase the pressure, slow and steady, but when he squirms, I hold for a few moments. I really should look into getting nipple clamps. I think he'd enjoy them. I let go and giggle as he squirms against his bindings. We've been working on nipple play for weeks, pushing the boundary of his sensitivity into pleasure. I have some honey for you. I reverse straddle him and back up until my pussy is right on his mouth. Lap it up. Playing with him always gets me so wet that I end up dripping down my thighs. I match him. Lick for lick as I remove the honey from his abdomen and work my way down to his cock. As his tongue flattens against me, hitting so many nerves at once, I can't help myself. I rock back and forth against him, letting my tongue glide up and down his shaft with the movement. We both moan, which just gets me fired up. I know that with his hands bound, he can't work me the way he really wants to. But That was the point of the binding. The sweet flavor of the honey combined with the salty taste of his skin blossoms on my tongue. I lick and suck to get every sticky drop. I fight the urge within to dump the entire jar of honey onto his cock. I almost lose the battle. Instead, I give in to a different need. Pulling myself away from him elicits disappointed sounds. I take a deep breath as my senses start returning to normal. Careful not to accidentally kick him, I slide down and turn around. His nipples are still pink from my earlier torment. The blindfold is a little askew from rubbing against me. I fix it and then suck one nipple into my mouth. When he squirms, I giggle. The vibrations make him writhe against the sheets. I want to hold him in this place forever. The place between pleasure and torment. Pushing boundaries for him makes me feel powerful, as though I'm in total control of everything. I know it would all stop in a heartbeat if he said the safe word. I'm grateful that he's willing to let me push his buttons as much as I have. Shall I continue? I caress and rub his chest, pet his hair, double-check the blindfold one more time as I wait for his answer. I'm back far enough that I can feel his cock bob against my wet pussy every time he has a jolt from the pinches and licks. More, please, mistress. The words, between deep inhales and slow exhales, takes me by surprise. Glee fills me, and I clap my hands with the thrill. I switch to his other nipple and suck it into my mouth. I use my teeth to scrape against the nerve-filled flesh. This time, I get moans of pain and pleasure mixed with a little fear. I pinch both nipples, quick, tight pinches, both at once, one then the other, randomly. When he had asked me to do this for him, to push his sensitivity and help him forget the rough day he'd had, I stopped him to make sure he understood what he was saying to me. I didn't want to make his day worse with a bad experience. He promised he'd use the safe word if he couldn't take it. I promised to keep an eye on him to make sure he remembered to use the safe word. Waiting for him to calm down and regain some semblance of control, I lean forward and whisper, "Should I ride you until you burst? Should I let you burst? Have you earned it?" I nip his earlobe. It's one of his absolute pleasure spots. I know it will send him spiraling into his happy space. His hips buck against mine and he grinds. "Please, mistress, I'll do anything if you let me come." Unable to hold myself back any longer, I glide my soaked lips against him. Reaching down, I expose his entire length from the foreskin. I wish I had removed his blindfold, but it's an afterthought. I'm too needy to worry about it. As I slide him inside, he lifts his hip to meet me. In retribution, I pinch his left nipple. He bucks against me again, unable to control the jerk that runs through his body. "Oh, do that again." "Yes, mistress." He repeats the odd jerking motion, and it just seems to hit this new spot. I feel like I might explode just from the split second it's touched. Wiggling to see if I can find it myself makes him squirm even more. I flex my Kegel muscles and pinch his right nipple. Another moan and body jerk. Another blinding flash in my pleasure center. "You have permission to come, but you must keep doing that jerking motion. It's hitting a nerve ending and it's like a siren going off in my pussy." I don't even finish my sentence before he's following my order. It's a simple order, but it can't be all that easy. The motion isn't even normal. It's a knee-jerk reaction he had that lit up the new spot, and now I can't get enough. I move with him, trying to figure out a proper pace. He jerks, I shimmy. My muscles tighten, and my mind goes white hot with pleasure. I feel like something let go inside. A chain has broken somewhere, and I'm running free for the first time. When I come back, he's drenched in sticky cum, and we're both sweating and panting. I lay on his chest for a moment, listening to his heart race in his chest, breathing in the scent of sex and sweat and honey. Then I remember to remove the blindfold. I stretch to release one wrist and then the other. Arms wrap around me and a kiss on the top of my head. Next time, I'll do you. The husky sound of his voice makes me shiver in anticipation. Yes, please, sir. If you loved what you just heard and want more, follow Misha on Twitter at Misha_Elliott or check out her blog at MishaElliott.com. Want more? Head to MasturbationMonday.KaylaLords.com for all the one-handed reads you can handle.